Over the past 60 years, the Barbie doll has been positively mass-produced all over the world. Since the beginning, Barbie has had a major impact on the world and America. The doll had such an impact on American culture that is the topic of the day in this new episode of the Mayoan podcast. When the Barbie doll made her debut in March 9, 1959, she was a rebel among her contemporaries. Dolls had socialized baby boomers to assume maternal and domestic roles that conformed to the dominant post-war ideology. But unlike baby dolls, Barbie was meant to help girls imagine themselves as independent teenagers. Although Barbie has conveyed many beliefs through the clothes and jobs she has held, the most controversial belief involves body image. Since she came out into the world, Barbie has had an unreasonably shaped body with a small waist and large breasts. All of Barbie's body features have had an impact on how society expects women to look. But in 2016, Barbie underwent a dramatic metamorphosis. She came out in different sizes and body shapes, making her more suitable for the real appearance of women. Barbie's new look has had a positive impact on young girls and potentially on society's unrealistic expectations of women. Since 1959, Barbie has become one of the greatest female cultural icons America has ever known. The fashion doll was in the hands of many young girls, and Barbie was part of their lives. Barbie's effects on female culture extend beyond childhood and into adulthood, with the idolization of professional cheerleaders, celebrities, and models who compare women to Barbie dolls. Barbie is an artifact of women's culture in America because she represents what so many women strive to be in some way. For the past six decades, Barbie's statues as a reflection of her time has made her a cultural icon. No matter where you go, everyone has a Barbie story. Barbie is more than a doll. She's part of pop culture. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Mayoan podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.